Hello, Poddlers. First of all, my apologies to the Bon Jovi estate.
So, yeah. Devotee, your third question. The great Dolly Parton once said, if you don't...
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's talk our good friends with DIY Benefits Wick, shall we? Now, they have joined forces with presenter, singer, actress and DIY fan Kimberly Walsh to launch another shade of paint that can transform your living space. Its name, Subtle Sage, and you can shop right now in-store or online at wix.co.uk. And we do have that £250 gift card to give away. And we have a new game, and we have a new friend. And that friend is our spiritual guru. He is Subtle Sage. Sage, how are you today?
Namaste, devotees.
Namaste, my friend.
Hello.
Tis I, Subtle Sage. Hi, Glenn. Welcome back. I hope I have I got news for you went well.
Wow, he knows everything.
Yes, it's true. I am all seeing.
Did he win?
I am all knowing. And allow me to hold this space once again for you this morning. They say, as we all know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with
the first step. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
And your first step this morning is to call the studio and answer my questions 3. If you correctly do so, you will win yourself a Wix gift card worth 250 of your Earth pounds. It's
what
simple
money do you use?
Where are you from?
Yeah,
have you bought anything recently?
I don't use money. I don't. I'm anti-cash. Yeah.
You're anti-cash.
It's all tied up in crypto. With the
internet. Yeah. Blockchain guru.
Ethereum only. Ethereum only for me. The Subtle Sage. Okay. And anyway, that's what you need to do.
Okay.
Dave,
thank you.
Titillating tantric title.
Thank you very much indeed. If you want to play, call right now. 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's are online. You're playing for the gift card. Subtle Sage is going to ask you 3 questions. Answer them correctly, you can win it. And we're playing live on The Breakfast Show next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's give away a gift card, shall we? As we sit here and tell you that the unimaginable has happened. Wix have joined forces with a presenter, singer, actress and DIY fan named Kimberly Walsh. And Kimberly really knows her stuff. She has created a shade of paint that will transform your living space. Its name... Subtle Sage, and you can shop it right now in store or online at wix.co.uk. And so when we googled Subtle Sage, it came up with the name of a spiritual advisor to the stars. And I'm so pleased that Subtle Sage is still in the studio and ready to help somebody win that gift card.
Be well, devotee.
And the person in question is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Michelle. I like that you're joining in the tone of this. Yeah. Everyone's become really rather laid back. Michelle likes the main station, is in Manchester. Now, Michelle, your plans for the weekend involve family birthdays. Tell everybody the affliction that's affected your family.
My sister was born on my dad's birthday.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's such an expensive time of year, isn't it, all of a sudden when that happens? My mum, dad and sister are all within 3 days of each other. I hate Aries because of that. You must know what I'm talking about, Subtle Sage. Aries, do one. It's so expensive right at the beginning of the spring.
It's in the pocket, can't it?
It can, not like me, born in September 1996, out there on my own.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, Michelle. I can pull your fader down, you know. Giggle along when I say I'm born in 1996. Right, let's get down to business, shall we? Listen very carefully to Subtle Sage. He has 3 questions for you. Get them right, win the gift card. Subtle, it's all yours.
Okay, devotee, the wise sage Walt Disney once said, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. But those that don't come
true... That nearly
true,
rhymed. It didn't quite, did it?
Almost, yeah. But those that don't come true end up littered on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. But which band sang the song Boulevard of Broken Dreams? Green Day or the White Stripes, Michelle?
Green Day?
Correct.
Correct.
Absolutely right.
Correct,
well done.
Michelle.
Well done.
May I call you Mish?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
he says that to everyone, regardless of her name, don't worry.
Devotee niche. They say, believe you can, and you're halfway there. But the wise Bon Jovi once spoke of being halfway there. Complete the iconic lyric with me now. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, we're living on what?
A prayer. Niche?
A prayer, correct.
Not a narrow boat. That was the other option there, just to let you know. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a narrow boat.
A great way to live. Well. Yeah. You also don't pay council tax, apparently. Yeah. Just the moorings.
Yeah. Mooring charges. I thought you didn't deal with earthly money. No. Yeah, how do you know about the mooring costs of a narrow boat?
He's honestly all over you. Somebody that sort of feels like you do loads of legal loopholes to get out of paying any tax or anything
100%
like that.
Yeah. On the water, yeah. Devotee, your third question. The great Dolly Parton once said, if you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one.
You can get great paving at Wix, by the way, Dolly.
But which artist was famously sang Chasing Pavements? Was it A, Adele, or B, Tay-Tay?
Adele.
Is absolutely right. Well done, Michelle. You've handled that brilliantly. Thank you, Subtle Sage. It's been lovely having you back on the show. Will you come back next week?
We got another one to do, have we?
Oh. Yes, okay. Yes. That's the spirit. Once again, we have a mini production meeting live on air. Oh, I'll be doing this again, will I?
Yes.
How many weeks have Wix paid for this sponsorship deal, Dave? Thank you. Using their earthly pounds. Michelle, you've got 250 earthly pounds worth of Wix gift card goodness.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The most intense day of the week for the Social Ammunition team, because this is the day of the week when they have to deliver some kind of talking pet. Now, in the past, Matt Dyson has tried to strong arm us all collectively, all 2.5 million of us, into believing we're hearing a pet saying a certain thing, when deep down we know that we aren't. But we play along anyway, just because we want the world to be a better place.
I think there have been moments where we've not been sure. At least give me that.
I think there was one genuine talking pet, and the rest, the other 200, have just been filler.
Well, the best is still, where are you going?
Where are you going? I mean, that's the all-time great.
No, I keep saying it at home out of context, and no one knows what I mean. I just sound weird. Thanks, dog.
Yeah. Talking Pet Friday's back, Dave. The musical animals is a real strong vein of this at the moment. Socials are awash with musical animals, and sometimes it's sort of oversold on a Facebook page, and this was shared with me by Claire Spicer, and it said dog plays a song on his flute. So this is like audio clickbait for you now, because I clicked on the dog playing a flute, and it turned out to just be a dog with we've had one before, a dog with a kitchen roll, the roll from a kitchen roll in his mouth, like a big cigar.
The cardboard tube from a
kitchen roll in his mouth.
How does that sound?
Well, it sounds like this. It's just breathing, waiting for it to get going. It's getting warmed up. Here it goes. Could nod off to this,
It sounds like one half a married couple get up and go and sleep on the sofa in the middle of the night, is what it sounds like.
That is a dog playing on his flute. There you go. And then the other one this morning...
Don't just gloss over it. What do you mean a dog playing a flute?
Yeah. The other one...
So there you have it, folks. There you go. There can be no arguments.
A dog playing a flute, and I think we all agree that's what I delivered.
That's what that is, yeah. And now we have a talking cat.
Oh, do we?
That has been made into music, as so often happens with these things, because it's so clear that the cat is talking.
This cat
is like a sort of Dick Whittington cat. Like the cat says, London, I will go London. So you'll quite clearly hear the cat saying that. London. I will go London. London.
You're doing it again.
I will go London.
Is it quite like it?
Yeah. It's literally Dick Whittington. This is cool.
I will go London. banger. In the singing pet community, this is going off. Flame emojis. Let's say I will go London. Remember where you heard it first, everyone. London.
It's the kind of thing the in-betweeners would have in the car while they were going driving to the club.
Yeah. I'll share it on my Instagram stories so you can sing along with it later and I'll have saved you possibly some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Tonight at 9 p.m. on BBC One, there is an Absolute Radio takeover. That's all it can be called.
Yeah.
A siege.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Of Have I Got News For You?
And I think tune gets takes a while to get going.
Yeah.
I've never heard that first.
You think with all the producers I've got on this show, they could have chopped the front off?
It's the extended mix.
It's not the radio edit we're so used to.
It's a deep cut.
We have a whole takeover of the show, and we've got this rare deep cut of the theme tune that no one's ever heard before.
Remix.
No, it's very exciting. Obviously, this is a cornerstone of British comedy, political television. Mm. It's a show that we, you know, whatever age we are, we all grew up watching. Have I Got News For You? That's fair for all of us
even
to say.
Even you, Dave.
Even I. No, and I'm a huge fan of it. And now, well, tonight, hosting the show is Jason Manford, back with his always brilliant show this Sunday from 8 a.m. And one of the panellists, alongside Ian Hislop, Paul Merton and Jess Phillips MP, is our very own Glenn Moore. Glenn, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I think for any comedian to get a spot on Have I Got News For You,
surely,
it's a big moment, right?
Oh, yeah. I was delighted to get it. And it was really, really fun. We recorded it last night. It was good. And as you said, Absolute Radio Takeover. Me, Manford, Ian Hislop, obviously got a classic rock show on Monday.
Of course. Yeah.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've done a lot of TV. You've done a lot of live stuff. You had your big Edinburgh show, award-nominated Edinburgh show. Do you feel nervous going into a show such as Have I Got News For You? Because, you know, Mock the Week is a big show, but this is like the granddaddy of them all, right?
Well, the thing with Mock the Week, everyone was just being silly. And the idea was it was just joking around. But you go, right, I'm sat next to someone who's been editing Private Isle Week. I'm with an MP. They know everything.
Yeah.
They know everything.
Being there is an inconvenience to them, whereas you're a competition winner. Okay, so you're sitting amongst the great and the good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're feeling good?
I was feeling good. It was really, really nice. I was on Ian Hislop's team. It was very, very nice. It was just... Wow. What I always forget with these things is when the show starts, they play the theme tune at the beginning, obviously.
Yeah. This version or the actual proper version?
The actual version. But I always just go, oh, it's the show. Yeah, it just feels like I find myself almost like not zoning out, but suddenly looking around going, I've got pretty good seats for this.
100%.
This is a really good front row
seats. I've done it so many times. When I did Through the Keyhole, there was a point where I nearly took my trousers off and got some popcorn out and started watching it. and how did Jason do? Because he's in the hot seat.
He was excellent. First time hosting. He'd been a panellist once before, again with Jess Phillips. And so last night was his first time hosting. Absolutely smashed it. Such a generous host. So funny. I think it's a great episode. Obviously, we're always at the mercy of the edit, but it's... We were all super happy after. So, yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is your chance to see Liam Gallagher at London's O2 on the 6th of June. Yet again, we are playing the wit and wisdom of Liam and Noel. And the reason for that is, well, there's just so much of it.
Yes.
There is so much of both wit and wisdom from both the brothers Gallagher. And playing this morning, we have Vicky in Birmingham, who is a huge Oasis fan, loves the main station. Vicky, welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Vicky, hello, morning, hello. So, are you ready to play the wit and wisdom of Liam and Noel?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to go through some quotes. They were said by either Liam or Noel. Correctly identify which Gallagher brother it is. You can win yourself the tickets. And we begin with this. On the album Dig Out Your Soul, Liam... Yeah, the answer's Liam. Well done. One down, Vicky. One down.
Well played.
Really nicely done, Vicky. Wow. Thanks for interrupting me there. Dig Out Your Soul, which Gallagher brother said this? It's not blown me away. You're absolutely right. It was Liam. Said that in 2009. Vicky, how are you feeling? You got one down, two to go.
Well, I'll feel great.
Okay, excellent. Question two. Yeah. On birthday plans, on this very breakfast show, which Gallagher brother said the following? I've already told people where I'm going now, so I'm probably going to get my house robbed. So we've cancelled it and we've hired Flip Out in Brent Cross. Was that Liam or Noel?
That was Liam.
Let's see if you're right.
This month you are 50.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What are you going to do?
Well, we're going away in that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Top secret location.
Well, you know what?
Your nearest and dearest.
I've already told people where we're going, so I'm probably going to get my house robbed now, but we've cancelled it. We're going to buy a flip out in Brent Cross. So if you think you're going to come round my house and rob it, thinking I'm Tim Mustique, you've got another thing coming. I'll be well flipping out if I see you coming up my garden path with your little stripy top on and your swag bag.
Well done to you, Vicky. That is 2 out of 3. And finally, on Arts and Literature, which Gallagher brother said this? My favourite book is The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. I like it. I like that thing of just going into a wardrobe. So who said that, Liam or Noel?
Genius.
Liam.
It was Liam in 1997. He said that. Congratulations. You're off to see the man himself at London's O2 on the 6th of June. How are you feeling, Vicky?
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for listening in on the main station. Have a great day ahead and a glorious weekend. So next week, as I say, 10 weeks of tickets continues, and here on The Breakfast Show, we've got your opportunity to see Green Day live at Wembley Stadium.
Listen to Absolute Radio, and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, of course, we are all so immensely excited about this.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Yes, some weeks ago we embarked on a journey. A journey that we hoped would land us in the world record books. And when I say us, I mean one of the wildly lovable young people that listen to this show. So first of all, we needed a fully bespoke world record idea, and thousands of you got in touch. But top of the pile was listener Richard when he stepped up to the plate with this.
No Satsuma's peeled in a minute.
Most Satsuma's peeled in a minute.
It's great.
Look no further.
I love it.
All we need to do now is find a kid and we're done.
Yeah. Got two pills. Eagle for oranges, like, I don't know who eats a lot of oranges, but they do.
So, yes, how many of the Mandarin Easy Peeler family could be peeled in just 1 minute? We took it to the head of Guinness World Records, adjudicator to the stars, Mark McKinley, who, over the years at Guinness World Records, has seen it all. What's the strangest world record that you've presided over? Not just kids, but in general, Mark, in your career.
Oh, I've been able to see the weird and the wonderful from all around the world. I got the opportunity to go to Bosnia and see the largest fish due. So it was about just shy of 4,000 kilograms of fish stew that I had the privilege of tasting in front of a very large crowd.
Big bouillabaisse.
God. So what does a giant fish stew taste like then, Mark, is the question?
It tastes pretty similar to a small fish stew, but, you know, just on a larger scale.
Wow. Yeah.
The job's one of those exciting ones where you get to go to places you wouldn't normally get to go to, you know, like going to Bosnia. I got to go to Kosovo to see the largest pine cone mosaic.
So all that remained was to find the chosen one, the golden child, and that led us to Mum Celine and her 11-year-old son, Taylor, from York.
Hi, Dave. Hi, everyone. Hi.
Celine, hi. Welcome along to the show. So your message to us said, hi, Dave, my son would give this a really good go. He's obsessed with satsumas, and we find peels everywhere. And I do mean everywhere.
Oh, we found bits of peel in the washing machine. We found bits of peel down the side of his bed. He's getting cross with me now. Oh. in the car. Wow. In the car where he's never knowing that I've never known him to have a satsuma in the car, but somehow find him in the car. Wow. Yep.
Hello, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Was Mummy right? Have you been peeling satsumas and other members of the Mandarin family willy-nilly around the house and your vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get a deep sense of satisfaction out of doing it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Would you like to come to our new state-of-the-art studios and have a go in front of all of the cameras and our people, our friends at Guinness World Records?
Yes.
You would like to do that. Would you bring some friends with you?
Would I bring some friends with me? I don't know.
Okay, well, do you know what? Pull up the ladder. Yeah. This is your shot of fame. Don't worry about them. It. And so the world record attempt is taking place in our state-of-the-art London studios on Tuesday morning. We're going to find out how Taylor is feeling, if he's done any practice at all, and we're going to find out those things. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
It is Friday morning. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, where, as promised, joining us right now is our favourite 11-year-old listener, hoping to become a record breaker. In York, it's Taylor. Morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Matt.
Hello. Morning. Welcome along to the show. So, Taylor, how are your preparations going?
Really good.
Yeah, well, I mean, what shape have they taken? Have you been doing time trials? Has your mum been throwing a bucket of water over you at 3 a.m. and shouting, "Peel this!" What's been going on in your household?
No, I've been very good with orange peeling. Yesterday I got my best one.
Oh, okay, so you've got your PB, your nice. Personal best. May I ask what that was, Taylor?
Six and a half.
Six and a half in one minute. Okay, that is good. So does that mean you're feeling confident? Because I think to get your personal best just a few days before you attempt to break the record, that must feel pretty good, Taylor.
Yeah, I do feel very confident that I can do it.
Wow. Okay, well, we're so pleased that you are going to attempt to do this. Are there any nerves at all?
No, I don't think so. I think I've got it in the bag.
You got it in the bag. Okay.
Wow, I saw some video footage of you, and you seem to be using your teeth to get in. Is that a tactic you're going to use going forward?
Yes, I think it's easier with the teeth because I think starting off with the orange is like peeling it with your hands. I think that's harder, but if I use my teeth, I can get like a strong start.
Nice.
Okay, technique. I mean, we're going to have to talk to Mark from the Guinness World Records to see if you can actually use your teeth.
Presumably
Taylor,
you
what
can.
If you found out on the day you couldn't use your teeth? How would that be?
Yeah, then we're going to bring oranges on the train and I'm going to be practicing for
it. Okay, so you're going to be
grow
practicing
your fingernails.
All the way.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Grow those fingernails.
And are you sure you were watching Taylor practice using his teeth and just watching a video of a boy eating an orange? Because I know you've done that before. You found those captivating.
He was in a Manchester United robe, I believe, yeah.
Are you a Manchester United fan, Taylor?
Yep.
Are you hoping to win more than they do this season?
Yeah.
They're not breaking any records at the moment under Ten Hag, are they?
They are breaking records, but all the wrong ones. That's the trouble. Taylor, this is the third time I'm going to ask you this, because it's always such a charm having you on the show. Are you going to be bringing any mates with you?
Nope.
No. He's the star.
The 11-year-old from York is not for turning. I'm not going to be bringing any mates. Okay, Taylor, listen, we'll let you get back to practicing. You've got the entire weekend to do it, but what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, before school on Monday, I'm going to come and just check in with you, say a quick hello. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, Taylor, we'll speak to you then. Take care, man. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time now for this. Yeah, it's time for the smash. It's time for you to get that little grey matter a-tickling and earn yourself a shout-out. So, we're inspired by a moment from yesterday's show when I was asking you to tell tale of the petty peeps and deeds in your neighbourhood. And this led to one call regarding an investigation into a fruit tree theft from a listener
named Matthew.
During the night, all these pears got stolen off neighbour's pear tree. But they didn't just take one or two, they took the lot, and it's quite heavy struggle. So anyway, Facebook group, who's stolen my pears, you know, went on there, and they mad, everyone, you know. So then, what he presumes to do is, you know, walking up and down the street, he'd taken a plaster cast of, like, footprints that were in the mud.
And oh, wow, Hercule Poirot!
Yes.
So, Hercule Poirot was born yesterday on The Breakfast Show, and so with that in mind, and with thanks to listener Matthew, we're smashing together fictional detectives and music. Now, the number is 81215, so send your word play, your puns, along with your name and where you are. As I say, it's 81215. To get the ball rolling, as always, myself and the team will give it a go. I've got Sherlock of Seagulls.
Oh nice.
Good. And Oh Jenny, Don't Be Ted Hastings.
Wow.
Which I'm very proud of, very I must good. Admit. Yeah. What have you got for us, Matt?
Crazy Morses.
Crazy Morses.
Yeah. Stacker Columbo, a bit of a more niche reference. Stacker Bow meets Columbo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
The Paul McCartney classic, The Pipes of Dempsey and Makepeace.
Great. Superb. Glenn.
Hit the Kojak and Don't You Come Back. MC Hammer, Starsky and Can't Hutch This. Ooh. And Hold Me Clouseau, Tiny Dancer.
Hey! Yes! Okay, so let's get the little grey cells, as Hercule Poirot would have said himself, moving around, shall we? Fictional detectives versus the playlist.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And you are working hard for your shout-out on the smash. So yesterday on the show, I was asking you to tell tale of the petty peeps and deeds in your neighbourhood. This led to a call from Matthew regarding an investigation into a fruit tree theft. And so Hercule Poirot was born. And so with that in mind, we are doing fictional detectives versus the playlist on the smash. And Joe in Hitchin gets us underway with Miss Marple McCartney. Kevin Hull has got the Kenny Loggins classic Footloofer. Original Benoit Blankster from Eleanor in Colchester. Right, nice. I know. Dr. Watt, son of a preacher man from Rachel in Leeds. Father Brown Eyed Girl from Ian in Formby. Don't Stand So Clouseau to Me from Joanne in Fleet is great work. Jumping Kojak Flash from Rich in Newcastle. Skunk and Nancy Drew from Ashley in Manchester. And finally, the Scooby Doo Doo Dolls from Jamie in Glasgow.
Oh, really good.
Matt, how are we looking on the socials?
We have Bergerac Khan from Darren Izzard. Ash, the girl from Marple, says Andy.
Nice.
Julian has gone for I'm Mr. Burnside from The Bill, by The Killers, of course. And The Bill. Take a Walk on the Iron Side, says Kev.
Beautiful.
And an amazing one that's a collaboration between Shirley Bassey and Jimmy Nail. Hey Big Spender.
Yes! It's the double whammy we were waiting for. Well done, one and all. You truly have earned your shout out. And the smash will return to The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson is hell-bent on giving you something to show your mates when you see them later on tonight, which is why he invented the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Now, I hear rumours, for the first time in a long time,
yes,
you're going to give us some Josh Pugh action.
Yes, a long overdue Josh Pugh clip of the week. The amazing comedian, Coventry City fan. He takes us back to the landline days in his latest video, right? Okay. So
I haven't even got to see or hear this, and now it's going to be good.
He imagines, like, so when TV shows like Going Live would always ask that you ask the bill payers permission before you pick up the phone to speak to them on a phone in or whatever it was. They always used to say that. Please ask the bill payers permission. So he imagines what that was like in practice back in the day.
Hey, Dad, how was work? Oh, OK, well, I'm glad you're back, actually. I've got a question to ask you. You know the landline telephone? Yeah, could I use it, please? To make a call. You know the girl band Eternal? Eternal. Yeah, well, they're on CBBC right now, and I wanted to give them a call to ask if they could tour with anybody in the world, who would it be and why? Just thought it'd be nice to know. And I wanted to Okay, no problem. All right. Have we got any stamped addressed envelopes? No, okay, no problem. See you in a bit.
Excellent. Oh, as good as I hoped it would be.
Classic Pew, it really is. I'll share that on Twitter. You can watch the full thing for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Friday morning and another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. If you are desperate to join in, by the way, even though we're bidding you a arrivederci, we'll be back on Monday and my email address, well, it's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. So if you want to slip into my inbox, you are more than welcome. The other thing about heading into the weekend is you're probably going to need a brand new podcast. So what about the latest edition of this show? The podcast version will be available in about 10 minutes' time. And all we need to do is name it. And the podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions this morning. Blockchain guru, may I call you Mish? How do you know about narrowboat mooring fees when you don't believe in earthly money? There you have it, folks, a dog playing a flute, the Absolute Radio siege, and we've descended into fisticuffs. So, Matt, pick the bones
so
out of that.
So much going on. I do like the
You're not going to, are you?
I do like the dog playing a flute from the social
media. Me too.
Dialogue, but I think
you're not
going to
do it.
Be.
You can't.
It's pretty long.
It's too long.
I think we've
that can't be the name of
the
podcast.
We've had a lot of short ones this week, like Bergerac Spa Day and Spike Juice. So I think a long one will be nice.
Fair
so
play.
How do you know about narrowboat mooring fees when you don't believe in earthly money?
And so, inexplicably, the final podcast of the week has been named. As I say, you can get involved should you want to, wherever you do your pod dealings. On the way next, Leona's going to be here. She's got the tea break trivia and she's got the details you need to win £150,000 on Million Pound Make Me a Winner. We will be back amongst you Monday morning at 6 a.m. If you've enjoyed this breakfast show over the last week, well, thank you. I'm Dave Berry and this is Absolute Radio. If you've loathed it, my name is Jamie and Amanda and you've been listening to Heart.
And Amanda.